Turn in your Bible for just a few moments to Romans chapter number 8. Book of Romans chapter number 8. Now I'm going to do something that's a little bit strange for an Easter / Resurrection Day exhortation. So I want you to bear with me for a few minutes. I want to talk to you for just a few minutes about the doctrine of eternal hell. Yes, on Resurrection Day. But I have a point, so I want you to follow me and just listen to me. It is appointed to man once to die. Everybody in here has got to die. After we die, the Bible says, is judgment. There will be one of two places that everybody in here will go upon death. The righteous into eternal life, the wicked into eternal punishment. That's it. Matthew 25:46. I want to give you 6 points concerning hell. I want you to listen to me. Number one, a defense of hell. There is a real place called hell, and real people will go there after they experience a real death for a real eternity. It exists. Jesus spoke, "Do not fear the one who can kill the body, but rather fear Him, God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Jesus spoke more about hell than He did about heaven. In fact, Jesus spoke more about hell than everybody in the Bible put together. Revelation 21, "As for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." A lake of fire. Number two, the demand of hell. Hell is demanded. Listen, you're made in God's image. Every single person is. And the God you've sinned against and that I've sinned against is not some small town mayor. He is the God who is holy, 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 infinite in His majesty. He's the creator of the entire universe. This is who we've sinned against. Now think about sin versus the level of authority that you've sinned against. If I tell a lie, which is a sin, to my 11-year-old boy, there's nothing he can do to me about that. Nothing he can do. Now if I lie to my wife, I want to be sleeping out in the garage for the night, right? If I lie to my boss at work, who is the sheriff, I could be fired. If we lie to the government, we'd be imprisoned. If we lie to another country, we could go to war. Think about how the sin never changed, but the level of authority that was offended changed. Now think about God, eternal, infinite, holy, 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 righteous God. An infinite God, a sin against Him carries an infinite punishment. It has to. The demand of hell. The Bible speaks of the righteous judgment of God. God considers it just to repay. He will inflict vengeance on those who don't know God, who don't know the gospel. God will inflict vengeance. God is inflicting vengeance in hell. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and the glory of His might. Vengeance is mine, God says in Deuteronomy. The time will come when their foot will slip, and the day of their calamity is at hand. Number three, the design of hell. Hell was not created for us. Matthew 25:41, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Hell was made for the devil and his demons. That's why hell was created. And they're not redeemable. But sinners who hate God, who have sinned against God, enter into the same place as Satan and demons. Satan rebelled against God, and when you sin, you are brought into that same rebellion and therefore the same punishment. You will be experiencing the punishment meant for demons on you as a sinner. Fourth, a description of hell. You will be resurrected and given an eternal body that is suited for your experience. You'll experience separation and isolation. Matthew 25:30 speaks of outer darkness. You'll never get out. You'll never be saved from there. Once you get there, there's no change. hopelessness experienced forever. You will never be with those you love and cherish ever again. You will be conscious. You'll be awake. You'll be alert. The rich man in torment lifted up his eyes. Speaks of physical properties. It will be the absence of God in His mercy. There will be no hope. When the wicked dies, his hope perishes, the Bible says. There's no mercy. There's no relief. Great emotional, mental, physical agony and torment forever. The absence of God in His mercy. But not only the absence of God in His mercy, but the presence of God in His wrath. Fire, brimstone, weeping, wailing. You'll be released to be the person that you really are without God's restraint on you. You will be given over completely. Your heart, my heart, we're more wicked than we think we are. And in hell, we will be released to be the monster that we are for all eternity, and then we'll be punished for that. This is what the Bible reveals.
That's right.
There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, a fully informed conscience in hell where the worm does not die, a gnawing conscience for all eternity. You will know who you are, what you've done, what you deserve, with all your memories of your previous life fully disclosed. Anxiety, depression, guilt, mental spasms accelerated. You can't relive life. You can't go back in time. You can't do any of that. You retain your memory of all of your missed opportunity. Maybe even right now. Some of you will be remembering this moment in hell. And there's no change for that. It's eternal. Five, there are degrees of hell. Hell's not the same for everybody. All sin separates you from God, but some sins carry differing punishments. Hebrews 10:29 speaks of a worse punishment by people who trample the blood of Christ. A worse punishment. Jesus said this, "It will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah than the cities that rejected Him." Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed with fire from heaven. And it will be more tolerable in their judgment than yours if you reject the gospel. Now, six, final point. Are you with me? Is everybody with me? I want you to look at one verse. Look in verse number 1 of Romans chapter 8. "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus."
Right.
You're telling me that everything I just described, and I left a lot of stuff out, there's no condemnation, none. None of that you will experience if you're in Christ Jesus. What did He do? What did He suffer on that cross? Sinners will go through an eternity and never be able to repay. And He suffered something on that cross for those who will believe. For those who are in Christ, united with Christ. There's no condemnation for those in Christ because their condemnation fell on Christ. He was cursed and damned by God so that we can be forgiven. Think of the death of hell for those who are alive in Christ. Death has experienced a death itself. Death gets them all. Death wrestles the strongest men and always wins. But there's one that death tangled with and it could not prevail over. There is one that took death down and destroyed it and defeated death. Death has died. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? Taunting death. Where is your victory, O hell? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ! Jesus! The sweetest name I know. There's no condemnation if you're in Christ. None. No. No condemnation. How do we know this? How do we know? I'm glad you asked. Acts 17:31. God has given assurance to everybody by raising Jesus from the dead. The resurrection. It gives us the assurance. He's given us proof by the resurrection. He was raised, Romans 4:25, for our justification. It's proof that God was satisfied with Him. And He said, "Because I live, you will live." For those who are in Christ. I'm not asking if you've prayed a prayer, if you agree, if you like Jesus, if you've agreed with the Bible. I'm saying, are you in Christ? Are you in Christ one? So that you don't know where you end and He begins. You're so communion-oriented with Christ. The resurrection is proof that we who are in Christ will never experience hell. But the resurrection is also proof that those who are not in Christ will experience hell. He has fixed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom He has appointed, and He has given assurance to all by raising Him from the dead. Are you in Christ? Lord, thank You for the day You've given us. Lord, the resurrection shows us that hell has been defeated for those of us who are believers, for those of us who have been regenerated, for those of us who have had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I thought I was a Christian for so long, and Jesus interrupted my life with the truth of the gospel, and I've never been the same since. I pray, Lord, that everyone here that hears my voice would see that the opening for eternity, for eternal experience of heaven and joy forever is open through Christ. But for those who are not in Christ, there is a hell waiting with degrees of punishment that we can't even fathom or imagine. What did You do on that cross, Jesus? What did You do that You suffered under the wrath of God and You rose again on this day so many years ago? Thank You for the proof that You've given to us. It's true. The resurrection proves that it's true.
Amen.
We trust You, Lord. I pray that all here today would have a saving interest in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.